Now, Yeats works this out in the image of the lunar month, the 28 days of the moon. The first day, it's dark. This is birth. You begin to grow, mostly darkness, nature, and society. The end of the first week, the eighth day of the moon, it is half moon. This is the time of adolescence. This is the awakening of the full moon, namely the antithetical mass, to find my own zeal, to find my own destiny, to live it. There comes a sense of great tension with the primary mask, with the society that put it upon you, a breakaway, a breakthrough. Let me be. And one fights through, with good fortune or bad, the 22nd day of the moon, no, pardon me, the 15th day, the full moon, is the day of the fulfillment of the antithetical mask, mid-career, midlife. There comes a moment when you know, if I'm going to be anything, it's what I am now. And then darkness begins to come down again. By the 22nd, the primary mask is taking over again. Nature has moved in. The remains of your individual life become smaller and smaller and smaller, and you're spending most of your time tending to doctors and sleep and all of that kind of business. And finally, there's the extinction. This is the mystery of life and its masks. What are you going to do when the thing breaks and it starts down? Are you just going to become an old dog and become just an old thing, getting older and older? Or, in the moment of the full moon, have you made the jump to the solar light? Now here, with all the great plains round about, you must have this experience once a month. The 15th of the month, the sun is setting in the west, the moon is rising in the east, they're exactly the same size, and they're there at exactly the same moment. And that's the moment of the fullness of your powers in midlife, when your zeal for your own life has reached its apogee. At that moment, it must remain in your spirit, in your mind. The moon is symbolic of the body's life, which carries its death in it. The sun is symbolic of the pure spirit, which has no darkness, no death in it. Watch with compassion your body going back the way of all bodies, and share from the, you might call it, the amplitude of your spiritual experience, the life of all creatures. This to me is a marvelous thing that Yeats gives us in that wonderful image. Now, a point that I want to make, and it's a very important point, is that in no culture except the modern and medieval, late medieval European culture, was one allowed to develop the antithetical mask. The character of all Oriental culture is requirement that you live according to the patterns that the culture puts upon you, and that you identify yourself with the primary mask. This is what is called dharma, duty, identifying yourself with the culture image. And you do not have what we call human beings in such a culture. You have repetitions of what there was before. You have what Auden once called the poetic society, the society of beings being just what beings ought to be. And they die, and there's another generation doing exactly the same things, the fulfilled static society. The character of our world, rather, is this one of the antithetical. We keep hearing around us all the time, the revolution, the revolution, the revolution. The revolution doesn't have to do with smashing something, it has to do with bringing forth something. And if you spend all your time thinking about that which you are attacking, then you are simply bound to that in a negative sense. You have to turn in to find what the zeal is in yourself and bring that out. But that is what's given to you, one life to live. Marx teaches us to blame the society for our frailties. Freud teaches us to blame our parents for our frailties. Astrology teaches us to blame the universe. And the only place to look for blame is in you didn't have the guts to bring up your full moon and live the life that was your potential.